Seventh hour, reflections and practices. In this third hour of Gethsemane, Jesus asked for help from heaven. His pains were so many that he also asked for the comfort of his disciples. And we? Do we always ask for help from heaven in any painful circumstance? And if we turn also to creatures, do we do this with order and with those who can comfort us in a saintly way? Are we at least resigned if we do not receive those comforts which we were hoping for, using the indifference of creatures to abandon ourselves more in the arms of Jesus? Jesus was comforted by an angel. And we? Can we say that we are the angels of Jesus by remaining around him to comfort him and share in his bitterness? However, in order to be as a true angel for Jesus, it is necessary to take sufferings as sent by him, and therefore as divine sufferings. Only then can we dare to console a God so embittered. Otherwise, if we take pains in a human way, we cannot use them to comfort this man-God, and therefore we cannot be his angels. In the pains which Jesus sends to us, it seems that he sends us the chalice in which we must place the fruit of those pains. These pains, suffered with love and resignation, will turn into a most sweet nectar for Jesus. In every pain, we will say, Jesus is calling us around him to be his angel. He wants our comfort, so he makes us share in his pains. My love, Jesus, in my pains, I look for your heart to rest, and in your pains, I intend to give you shelter with my pains, so that we may exchange them, and I may be your consoling angel.